Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you how I could do 9 loads of laundry in only 61 minutes. Spoiler alert! It actually took me 2.5 days, but it did technically only take me 61 minutes. The only way you could do 9 loads of laundry in less than 61 minutes is to hire somebody to do it for you. So I had a ton of laundry to do, and actually, I did 12 loads of laundry over the course of 3, maybe 4 days. I lost track, but I knew there was so much laundry to do, and I knew that laundry is such a hot button for all women, but definitely whenever I post anything about laundry, everyone asks, how do you have a better organized laundry system? How do you get laundry done? How do you get it put away? How do you organize your laundry room? Well, my laundry room is very organized, and I kind of get it put away now, but how do I do laundry? I've told you many times before that in doing laundry, you have 2 choices. You can do all of your laundry all at once, like over one day, like I used to get it all done on Sunday or Saturday, or you could do a little bit of laundry here and there and do 1 or 2 loads every single day all the way to completion. And I have normally said that the way that I do laundry is I do it all in one day. And I typically, maybe I'll start on a Friday night, I get it all done on Saturday, or I'll start on a Saturday night and I do it all on Sunday. And for a while there, I was doing it all on Sunday. I would start maybe a load on Saturday night, switch it on Sunday before we went to church. I would finish it all on Sunday. It would get all put away on Sunday night. And a couple of months ago, that changed. I can't even tell you what changed, but I stopped doing laundry on Sunday. And I started starting it on Friday night, or sometime I was doing it on Saturday, and it felt like the laundry was never getting done, or I was getting it all done, but it was a Monday, and I was totally off kilter, and I'm still not really sure how that happened or why I got off of my normal laundry schedule. But I think that's very typical. It's very typical that you have a flow to doing your laundry, and then all of a sudden something changes in your family or your calendar or the seasons or the moon or I have no idea what. And all of a sudden you feel like you're drowning in laundry again. So I was drowning in laundry. I think it was a Friday night, but I don't have that on my notes. It might have been a Saturday morning. And I had so much laundry to do, I thought, okay, just like the dishwasher. You remember when I told you that I set my timer and realized it only takes 4 minutes to empty the dishwasher, and now I have no problem emptying the dishwasher because I know it's a 4-minute task. I thought maybe the laundry is the same way. Maybe it really doesn't take me as long as I think it takes me. So I'm going to time myself, and then that way I could tell you how long it took me to do laundry. So I started timing myself, and I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised that I would only be in the laundry room from anywhere from 2 to maybe 8 minutes, and only once was I in there a full 20 minutes. So I really wasn't in the laundry room very much. That was true. It was not taking that long to switch laundry, sort laundry, or even when I did the folding to fold laundry except for one load. However, the other thing I noticed, because I wanted to stop documenting this and I was like, no, you've started now and people are going to want to know this, so you might as well keep documenting it and then share it, is that I was in the laundry room for 3 days. I was in the laundry room for 3 days, people. And I know you're thinking, 3 days? I've been in the laundry room for the last 700 days and I can't figure out how to get out. So first, I'm going to go through my notes. They're not great notes because I started to get frustrated. I'm going to tell you exactly how much time I spent and exactly what I did, which will tell you a little bit about how I divide out my laundry, and then give you some follow-up thoughts at the end. So I started out really gung-ho and I took 5 minutes. I just kept setting my iPhone timer on my phone so I knew exactly how many minutes it was. And I went throughout the house and I collected all the towels and I brought them downstairs and that was 2 baskets. Now, you know, I have my kids only use a towel once and then they drop it on the floor or whatever. I'm sure this is a bad habit I've gotten them into. So I think we have 12 towels for the kids total. So I went and I collected all the towels, ours and the kids. I brought them downstairs. It was 2 baskets full. It was 5 minutes. I took 2 more minutes and I started a load of 5 towels in the washer. And then I went off to do whatever it is I do. Now, one thing I do when I usually have this much laundry to do is I will set the iPhone timer on my phone, or, and you know, any phone will have a timer, and I'll set it for 45 to 50 minutes. That way I continually go back into the laundry room and I don't have to remind myself that I have laundry. So the timer went off. I went back into the laundry room, and this time I was in there for 8.5 minutes. And this is what I did. I moved the towels into the dryer and I started the second load of towels. Then while I was in there, I sorted the other laundry that I had. I took all the pants and I turned them right side out. And then I divided my white and black clothing based on the weight of the clothing. So I don't divide whites and blacks. I divide clothing based on weight. So I wash all pants together. Then I wash all sweatshirts and any other pants. And then I wash like t-shirts and long sleeve shirts, undershirts, pajamas, stuff like that. So I divide my clothes by weight or by person, not by color. I turned all the sweatshirts inside out and just generally everything. I went through everything that was in the laundry baskets and turned them all inside out, set the timer on my phone to remind me, and I took anything that was dry cleaning and I put it over in Greg's spot in the kitchen so he would take it to the dry cleaner. So that was 8.5 minutes. The next time the timer went off, I went back into the laundry room, and this time I spent 5 minutes in there. I took all of the towels out of the dryer and walked them straight upstairs and hung them in the kids' bathroom. Then it says I moved the pants to the dryer, which couldn't be correct because I have towels in the dryer. So maybe I didn't write something down, but towels or pants went into the dryer. And then I added the sweatshirts, sweaters, and 1 towel to the washer. So that was the next load, but I already think I'm off by 1 load. All right, the next time the timer went off, I only spent 3 minutes in there. I took all the pants out and I hung them up, and then I moved the sweatshirts to the dryer. And then I started what I call the littles load. So a littles load of laundry is mixed whites and darks, but it's all the little things. Socks, underwear, camis, t-shirts. You know, you can get a million things in that load, but they're all teeny tiny little things. Not things that are going to end up hung up when you're done. I also wrote on my notes that this is when I made the call for more laundry, which usually takes my kids a while to bring me down laundry. The next time I went in, I only spent 4 minutes. I hung up all the sweaters and sweatshirts, moved the littles load to the dryer, and then something towels. I can't read my own writing. Oh, I carried up our towels. Our towels were done. I carried those up and I got those ready. Then I moved in the water into the washer more clothes. So 3.5 minutes, I had to turn all of Abby's laundry inside out and started a second littles load. I spot treated clothes, and then I made up the last load I was going to do for that day, and I emptied the lint trap. Then I wrote down that I took a nap and I had dinner. You guys should see my notes. I should take a picture of my notes. So then it says a little later or something like that. Later that evening, I moved the second littles load into the dryer, and then I took the first littles load out. So the littles load is the one that always hangs me up. I don't mind running a load of towels. I can run a load of towels. I'll take them upstairs, hang them up. It's not a big deal. There's like only 5 or 6 towels per load. Or even if I do pants, maybe there are 8 pairs of pants. It's super easy. You go in there, you hang them straight up, and I have different places in my laundry room that I hang each person's things. So as I go through the pants, like if I have 6 for Joey, those go in his spot, 1 for Greg, 1 for me. They get hung in different spots in the laundry room. So it's no big deal. And then I just throw the next one in. It really is not much mental energy, but this littles load, this is the one that kills me. So I was in the laundry room for 17 minutes. Now, normally what I would do is I would take all of this little junk out of the dryer and I would put it in a laundry basket and take it upstairs to fold when I watch TV. But the problem is sometimes that takes 2 days. Or more likely, what I usually do is I take everything out of the dryer and I lump it on top of the dryer, because I'll get to that later. And then I put whatever's in the washer in the dryer and I run that load. And then when there's just so much that's going to fall off, or I need to finish up the laundry, or I want the laundry room to be empty, that's when I'll fold all of these little things. But because I was writing this down and I knew I was going to tell you about it, and I was trying to figure out how much time this actually took, I started folding all of that little stuff while my washer and dryer started again. So it took me 17 minutes to move one little load to the next, fold a little load, and start the next one. And I have notes about this. Let's see what I said. Okay, so I finished folding all of that little stuff. I actually took upstairs my socks and underwear and put it away. I left the rest folded on top of the dryer because it was the kids. They were going to put it away later. And then when I was upstairs, I collected more hangers out of all of the closets so I could finish hanging up items as I was bringing them out of the laundry. So all of that took 17 minutes. In my mind, it took 3 hours. Oh my gosh, I hate that part. Then I took my bath and I went to bed. So the next morning, I got up and it took 7 minutes to fold the second littles load. I moved the towels into the dryer and I started another towels and blanket load. And then, like an hour later, it took 4 minutes to take the towels upstairs and move the things from the washer to the dryer. And then clearly I just stopped writing. Like, I didn't even write because I think we got to Monday and I stopped writing. But I know I did 3 more loads. All right. So here's what we know. It doesn't take that much time to move things from the washer to the dryer, or even to get things ready to go into the dryer. So maybe I'm spending an hour and a half a week on laundry, right? If you add up all those times. But here's the problem with that. That is not taking into account the time switching and the mental allocation of time that I have for laundry. While I physically only spent 61 minutes that weekend doing laundry, mentally, I spent at least 3 hours minimum because I was constantly thinking, is the laundry done? What's the next thing I'm going to do? How am I going to divide these loads out? What's the best way to get it all done? Have the kids brought down their laundry? I need to bug them to bring down their laundry. We need more hangers, you know. It's the mental weight of doing laundry all weekend that killed me, not the 61 minutes of actually doing the laundry. There are a couple of things that I do well in that laundry cycle that you heard. I always start with towels because we're usually out of them. And towels are the easiest for me to do. So that was 2 loads of towels. Then I moved on to pants. Again, super easy. Pull them out. Just hang them up. The littles loads are the things that kill me. And you saw at the end, I finished up with 2 more loads of blankets and towels. I can run towel loads of laundry without even thinking about it because, number one, they don't have to get hung up. Number two, I can't ruin them. They're already ruined. They're really terrible. Our towels are really terrible. Not mine and Greg's, but the kids' towels, they're pretty terrible. We probably need to buy new ones. Greg even said to buy new ones, but I'm not going to. So I run towels all the time. That is a no-brainer kind of laundry. There's something that you wash that's no-brainers. Maybe you always bleach your kitchen towels, or you do sports uniforms every other day, and that's no big deal. They take a shower, you run the sports uniforms, you know that you have them the next day. So for me, towels are no-brainer laundry, and pants also. The laundry that takes me a mental willpower or thought is shirts, because if I don't get the shirts out of the dryer soon enough, they wrinkle. But almost always the pants don't, because I don't put very much in those loads and they're heavier. I could just, you know, bump the dryer for 3 minutes and the pants are fine. If a shirt ends up in the dryer and it gets mixed into a littles load and it gets wrinkled, like, I have to run it with a damp towel for maybe 5 to 10 minutes to get the wrinkles out. It's still not great. And sometimes I just have to rewash the shirt altogether. I also wash my clothes based on their weight, not on their color. So all towels are together, all pants are together, all sweatshirts are together. And those three all have about the same weight. So I can, if I just have 2 towels, 2 sweatshirts, and a pair of pants, I'll throw all those together because they're the same weight. And I started doing this a long time ago because they take longer to dry. Whereas that littles load that takes forever to fold, that one only takes maybe 40 minutes to dry because everything in there is like underwear and camis and socks. And, well, socks can take a while, but underwear never takes long to dry, or swimsuits in the summer never take long to dry. So here's my laundry plan going forward. Number one, I don't think we're ever going to get to the point where we're like, this is the perfect laundry plan. I'm going to be able to set it and forget it. And this is how I always do laundry for the rest of my life. I think laundry changes based on your phase of life. I think it changes on the season of the year. I think it changes on the age of your kids. I think it changes on the demands you have outside of the house on you and how much time and mental bandwidth you have for laundry. So I'm changing my system, people. I'm going to do laundry, not just on the weekends, but more days a week. And here's what I've already started to do. I am doing towels 2 to 3 days a week. So I'll run a load on the weekends, but really my towels are done on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then that way we have enough towels that I can wash towels on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they don't need to be washed usually on the weekend. Although I'm recording this as we're going into summer, and Abby laid out the other day, and then there were two more towels and a blanket she wanted cleaned. I'm telling you, I think the biggest problem is just teenagers. I know they should do their own laundry, but I don't want them in my laundry room yet, so they're not doing the laundry. So towels are going to be done on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on the weekend, I'm going to do the rest of the laundry. And really the only thing that takes so much mental power for me are these loads of littles. So I'm going to do this differently now. When I bring everything down on Saturday morning or Sunday morning or Friday night or whenever I'm going to do the laundry, I am going to do the littles load first. I'm going to fill up that washing machine with everything based on size. So if it's socks, underwear, camis, then I'm going to move into short sleeve shirts because those are more frustrating to me than actual shorts are. And when that load is full, that is the first load. And my second load, if I have more little things that need to be done, are going to be done in the second load. Because then that way, after it moves into the dryer, I will force myself to fold it right away, and then the rest of the laundry will be easier. So this is kind of like that book, The One Thing. What is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? It won't become unnecessary, but it will be easier for me to do all of the rest of the laundry once I know those little loads are done and folded, and then everything will get pulled away at the end of the day. So that's where I am on laundry. I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect solution to laundry. The perfect solution would be somebody else doing your laundry for you. And I'm really toying with that idea. I'm just saying. Second to having your house cleaned, I think having your laundry done for you is a great idea. Now, with that said, I really do love doing laundry. Like, I don't mind doing it all. I enjoy doing laundry. What I realized that weekend was I had way too much. And I enjoy doing the laundry, but I don't enjoy the mental weight hanging over me of, ugh, I need to move the laundry. Where am I in the laundry? When is the laundry going to get done? I would love to hear your comments about this or any suggestions you have about how doing your laundry can be done easier or solutions you've come up with for your phase of life, your age of kids, or what's working for you in this season. Have a great week.